And the final Senate candidate to hear this morning is Robbie Swan, who represents the Sixth Party. Good morning.
Sarah, good morning to you.
Now, you've been involved in the Sixth Party for many years. So why are you coming around again for another go in the Senate?
Well, I mean, it's the first time that I've actually run personally in the Senate. My partner, Fiona Patton, who's the president of the party, sort of running in Victoria, and she's the one that's sort of run a bit before. But, I mean, basically, I've decided to throw my hat in the ring down there because we, you know, have some quite different economic policies down in Tasmania to redress the current economic problem down there and also the jobs issue. I'm not going to go into them in detail today, but, you know, they're just two completely different tax policies that we're developing, and we're just still getting our final costings on them. But, of course, you know, values and our core policies, and one of them, of course, is to regulate and tax marijuana. You know, and we see Tasmania as being a statement in Australia that actually has the most potential to make money from regulating and taxing marijuana, the same as they've done in Colorado in America just a few months ago. And the early figures coming through from there are astounding about the amount of money that's coming back to the economy.
Is it just because Tasmania has the ability to do that, or why else Tasmania? Why not sort of Victoria, as you say?
Well, I think also Tasmania politically, I think people in Tasmania are fed up with attempts to try and get a better budgetary outcome by tinkering on the edges. I mean, forestry is dead in Tasmania. People have to accept that. It's not going to resurrect. And people in Tasmania need to look to a completely new industry. And Tasmanians are really open people in many ways. I mean, I know they're characterised as being a bit closed and whatnot, but they're not. And, you know, if, you know, 5 years ago someone had said they're going to open a museum in Hobart that features a machine that makes poo and a wall full of vaginas, and it's going to impact on tourism in Tasmania more than anything that's happened in the last few years, people would have laughed at it. And yet look what's happened with David Walsh and Mona. You know, I mean, he's brained it. And, you know, Tasmanians embrace that. And that's what we need in Tasmania to change the economic thing and bring make Tasmania an economic powerhouse, is to just go and look at different ways of making money.
And just finally, if you were elected to the Senate, I guess, would you see yourself holding the balance of power? Do you think that the election will throw up a number of different Senate representatives and we'll have a lot of independents there? Or do you see that it will perhaps people will vote for one of the main parties?
I mean, if that was to happen, wouldn't it be a wonderful irony for Senator Harradine, who held the Australian public to ransom in the Senate for 20 years on moral issues because he had balance of power? I mean, yeah, look, I'd say to Tasmanians, let's give the Sixth Party the balance of power in the Senate and turn around all of that stupid moral legislation, and let's get some, you know, some different economic policy going. And look, I don't, Sarah, I'm not so bold and, you know, suggest that, that would be balance of power. But I think, you know, the way the preference flows are looking and things, then I think we've got a pretty good chance of actually getting there. You know, just make Tasmania the wow state of Australia, you know.
Robbie Swan, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Robbie Swan, who's the lead Senate candidate for the Sixth Party in Tasmania. One of the policies is legalising and taxing marijuana.